The New Health Institute. Within days after the call for such an institution, the residence of Judge Graves was purchased. This comprised 9 acres of land, 3 short blocks north of the publishing house. A 2-story structure for treatment rooms was added. Tanks were installed on the roof of the treatment rooms to hold water pumped by windmill from a nearby well. Loughborough reports. On the 5th of September, 1866, the institution was formally opened for patients and boarders, having doctors Lay and Byington as physicians, 2 helpers, and 1 patient. We had room for 12 patients. Ere a month passed, the rooms were filled with patients, and we had to increase our help and provide more room. Denominational leaders were venturing into a new field that offered unique opportunities but was fraught with many perils. Ellen White shortly placed before them this caution. The health reform is a branch of the special work of God for the benefit of His people. I saw that in an institution established among us, the greatest danger would be of its managers departing from the spirit of present truth and from that simplicity which should ever characterize the disciples of Christ. A warning was given me against lowering the standard of truth in any way in such an institution in order to help the feelings of unbelievers and thus secure their patronage. The great object of receiving unbelievers into the institution is to lead them to embrace the truth. If the standard be lowered, they will get the impression that the truth is of little importance, and they will go away in a state of mind harder of access than before.